Business email. Asking for email address. Email is a daily part of the office life. Everybody and every company uses email as a way to communicate quickly. This lesson will cover all aspects of using the email. Can I have your email address? What is your email address? Do you have an email account? My email address is someone@hotmail.com. It is someone@hotmail.com. Do you have his email address? What was her email address again? Requesting information through email. Can you send it to my email address? You can send it to me through email. Can you email it to me? Can I email it to you? Can I send you the information through email? Whenever you send an email to an account that doesn't exist, you get an automated email saying the email was not delivered. You can use these sentences if you are in this situation. Can I verify your email address? The address I have on file appears to be incorrect. I was unable to email it to you. Can you tell me your email address again? I am getting a mail saying it is undeliverable. I might have misspelled it. Can I double check your email address? The email address I sent it to was someone@hotmail.com. Is this correct? I sent the email to someone@hotmail.com. Didn't you get it? That's the wrong email address. My email address is someone@hotmail.net. Oh, I see the problem. My email address is someone@hotmail.com. Sending attachments through email. Some companies have security in place, such as firewalls, that prevent sending certain types of attachments. For example, sending a .js file is potentially dangerous because it can run scripts. Also, some documents can carry viruses through macros or other methods. Sending attachments to some email addresses are not possible. However, text files are usually permitted. Here are some sentences that you might find useful. I can send you the document through email. I'll send you the images to your email account. Can I send the documents to your email? Can I email you the files? Can I email the files to you? I received your email, but I didn't receive the attachments. My company prevents many types of attachments. Can you send a text file instead? Before you send the document, change the extension .doc to .txt, and then send it. When I receive it, I will change it back to .doc before I open it. Hi, Mary. I sent you an email with my proposal as an attachment. Did you receive it? Hey, Jack. Did you receive my attachments? The file is too large to send through email. My email account will only allow sending attachments that are 1 megabyte or smaller. My email account will only allow me to receive attachments that are 2 megabyte or smaller. Email problems. My email is getting full. I better delete some old mail. I better save my emails to my hard drive, so I can make some room in my inbox. How do I request more storage space for my email account? I am constantly running out of space. You're running out of email space too? I have the same problem at least once a month. I hate getting the mail that I am running low on space. I just started my job, so I haven't received my email address yet. My email account hasn't been created yet. They said I should receive it tomorrow. I haven't received any emails in the last 4 hours. I think the server is down or something. I think the Exchange server is down. Is somebody taking a look at this problem? I can't send anything right now. Is anybody else having a problem with their email? It could be a network problem, but my email account is not working. I can't access my email right now. I think the server is down. Who should we contact if we are having email problems? I keep getting junk mail in my work account. How did they get this email address? How do I prevent junk mail? Don't open any mail with the title, "Your request has been approved. It contains a virus. Please delete this mail at once if you see it." Reply and reply all. When you reply all, it goes out to everyone on the to line and the CC line. Reply only goes to the sender. When we send out a mail to many people, you might see a sentence that says little army. This means to use the small r instead of the big r. That basically means to reply only to me instead of replying to everyone on the mail thread. A mail is also referred to as a thread. That is because in the office, a mail can go on back and forth among many people, so it becomes a chain of mail that started from one email. I'll use these terminologies in the next several example sentences. I sent out a mail to the whole group. I requested that they little R me with their ideas. When I receive a mail sent out to multiple people, I keep forgetting to send to all. This next sentence is not a spoken sentence. It is a common sentence used in email when someone forgets to send to everyone. Resending to include everyone. If you see this, that means the person sent a reply to the sender instead of replying all. Start a mail thread on your idea. I think everyone should get in on this discussion. Do you want me to start a mail thread for this? Forwarding mail. I can't find the mail about our next project. Can you forward the mail to me? I got a useful email on productivity. I think I will forward it to our team. I have that email. I'll forward it to you. If you find that mail, please forward it to me. I'll forward you the mail I got from the manager. I received a mail from the marketing manager. I don't know what she is asking for. Can I forward the mail to you? One of our clients is asking for more data on the BB project. Who should I forward this mail to? Forward the complaint to the manager. I think he should see this. Sending to an alternate email address is common when the work email is not working. Here are some sentences you can use if you are ever in this situation. Some companies do not allow this, so make sure your company does not have policies prohibiting this. My work email is currently down. Can you send it to my personal email address? It is someone@hotmail.com. I'm having problems with my work email account. Can you send it to someone@hotmail.com instead? I'm having problems sending you an email to this account. Is there another email account you have that I can try? Our Exchange server is down for the next 30 minutes. If this is urgent, you can send me an email to my personal account. It is someone@hotmail.com. Although I have a couple of sentences on writing, most of this is to talk about email. Learning to write is not what I am trying to teach here. I want everyone to be able to speak. You should be practicing all of these lessons while talking along. General email sentences. Hi, Jack. This is Steve. I have a proposal for the marketing idea. Can I email it to you? I will need the information by noon. Can you email it to me soon? The deadline for the project was an hour ago. Did you send the information? I'm going to send you a rough draft. Can you review it and email me back? I have sent 3 emails asking for information on their design. I haven't received a reply yet. Send an email to the team with your plan of action. I want everyone following this process. I have to send out my report by 5. I won't have time to help you right now. I have a meeting at 4 p.m. I think I should send out a reminder mail. I don't want anyone to forget. If you are not sure how to talk to the boss about this, why don't you email her? Did you read the mail from the CEO? It's about our new mission statement. The CFO sent out a mail that describes her quarterly earnings. When you are going on vacation, there is an option in some mail programs, such as Outlook, to reply with a message saying anything you want. After you turn on auto-reply, there is a text field where you can type in your message. In general, this is what I have seen the most. Once again, the following is not spoken, but email language. I will be on vacation until June 4th. I will be on email occasionally, but if you have an emergency, you can reach me at 555-555-5555. For information on financial reports, contact Susie May. For information on quarterly earnings, contact Jim Beam. For other urgent matters, contact Billy McHale.